Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Yeah, we'll talk about hobbies in a minute. Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. On today's episode, Dan, the bot, wants to talk about hobbies, allegedly.
I did not want to talk about
Taylor
hobbies.
Pendrith steals one, allegedly. We're going to talk about that, too, Dan.
Okay.
And Brooks Koepka, he's making news. We'll get into a little bit of Quail Hollow noise. You may know it as the Wells Fargo Championship. Webb Simpson is stealing spots from the up-and-comers. And I don't know. I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about hobbies at the end of the show. How many times? Well, let's do it at the beginning of the show, Dan. How many times do you have to do something? First, hold on. We'll get to that in a second. How was your trip, by the way?
It was a good trip, yeah.
I heard you didn't drink any bourbon.
Nope.
And I heard you didn't play any golf.
It's true. What did you do all week? yeah, exactly.
So how was the trip?
It was a good trip. Yeah, Chi-Town. Get to taste some good food, and hey, it was beautiful weather up there. We went up to Traverse City, and it was good.
Oh, yeah. Great! They make great whiskey. I know. I've heard, by the way.
Where were you last week?
They even got their own little cherries up there. They make some. Great cherries at Traverse City Distilling. So you didn't go by and see our friends at Traverse City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about any boating? Weren't you up by one of the Great Lakes?
We were on Lake Michigan, but no boating.
So when you say you were on Lake Michigan, do you mean like physically on top of it in a boat?
No, we were no boating this trip. No.
Mm. Yeah. I thought you were a big seaman.
I.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Are you or are you not a seaman at this point?
I am a sailor. Yes, a sailor. Yes.
Oh, a sailor. Yeah. And would you consider sailing to be a hobby of yours?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So how many times do you have? Then, by the way, if you somehow happen across this show, leave a number in the comments. How many times you have to do something before it's considered a hobby? Dan, I want your response. And how many times do you have to do something before it's considered a hobby?
I would say
let me put it into perspective.
Okay.
So this is just some things that are coming to mind. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just say I'm going to go skydiving. Yeah. I'm not going to go skydiving because there's no fucking reason I would go skydiving. There's better things I could do with my time.
Yeah.
But let's just say I get a wild hair up my ass and I'm like, hey, let's go to Athens. I'm going to go jump out of a plane. So I go and I jump out of the plane and I'm like, oh my God, I loved it. Yep. And let's just say I come back and it's a Monday and I'm on the show and I'm like, oh my God, Dan, my new hobby is skydiving.
Yeah.
And you say, well, how many times have you skydived? And I say, well, I just did it once the last week. Yep. Is that a hobby?
No. No, it could be a hobby. If you did more of it, it could be a hobby.
Well, it could develop into a hobby. I've got another example.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm going to...
this is interesting, anybody on the show.
I'm going to the Caribbean, and I'm going to get certified to scuba dive while I'm down there. So let's say I'm there for a week, and most of the week I'm drunk, and I can't get certified because I've been drinking too much, and I'll drown on my own oxygen.
Yeah.
But let's just say I flop around in the pool for a day, and I go and do a free dive, and I go out and do another free dive. So I've dived three times while I'm on that said vacation in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I come back and I'm like, oh my God, I went diving. I love it. It's my new hobby. Would you consider that a hobby?
No.
Now, you do know what Lake Michigan is infamous for, right?
Lake Michigan is infamous for probably boating hobbies and fishing and throwing beads at people, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Most of the time with their clothes on, but sometimes it's clothing optional. Mm-hmm. So you didn't go sailing while you were up there.
Mm-hmm.
But would you consider sailing a hobby? How many times do you have to do something, an extracurricular activity for it to become a hobby?
I think it should be a couple times a month. Well, in order for you to consider it to be a hobby, that's what I'm doing, you know, for the sailing thing. So yeah, if you go golf a couple times a month, that'd be your hobby, wouldn't it?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do golf. I probably golf more than that.
Yeah,
but
I know you
yes,
do.
But at least at least a couple times a month.
Yeah.
What about drinking? What if you drink like more often than you do the other one? When does it get past a hobby and it becomes a habit? And not all habits are good, by the way.
A hobby and a habit. I don't know. Now you're getting too intellectual for me.
ChatGPT, where are you?
I'll just tell you one thing right now. Taylor Pendrith does not have a habit of winning yet. How about that? Ha ha.
I see how you're right. See, now that, ladies and gentlemen, is called a segue by a professional. Taylor Pendrith steals one, by the way, at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. I mean, holy shit, what a name. Did you see him frying up those wontons? Mm-hmm. It sparked up a little fetish of mine every time the commercial came on. I can tell you that. I don't know. You were probably busy sailing or casting your yarns or stowing the bows, and you probably didn't get to watch much of the golf tournament. I can't lie, I didn't get to watch much of it either. But what I did see, everybody keeps talking about how Taylor Pendrith stole a win.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Did he steal one? I mean, is it his fault that Knowles can't or Coles can't make a putt? And he can, oh Benny boy, Dallas, Texas man can't execute, and Pendrith does. I mean, is that called stealing it, or is that called you're good at your job because it ain't no hobby, and you get the W?
No, he didn't steal anything. You got to make a putt, man. Yeah, it's like
you got to make the putt.
Yeah, make the putt.
Make the putt.
Yeah.
Make the putt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the interview afterwards. It had to be Balionis, but she goes, "Oh, that's what I love about you Canadians, always celebrating with a drink in your hand."
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wondering why she didn't throw a little Elijah Craig plug in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Who do you think's going to win? I don't think they've done it yet, but I think they're going to do like a cocktail contest or I can't say what other kind of contests I want to say. We'll definitely get edited on the tube. who do you think's going to win it? You think Homie's going to win it, or is Balionis going to win it, the cocktail contest? What do you think?
I'm going to go Balionis.
Based on looks alone, by the way, not the quality of the cocktail.
Exactly. There you go.
We're out of Texas. Are you happy about that? I don't know.
Well, we're going to the North Carolina Open, right?
We are heading to the North Carolina.
Well, one of them. There's going to be many
of,
there.
There's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
You would think they're right there in Charlotte. I mean, they could just go ahead and play Pinehurst while they're there. You know, knock it out.
Get your carbon
footprint down a little bit there. You're only an hour away.
That's a good point. I mean, just think about the impact that they have on the community. And we were in Augusta, we were in South Carolina, we've been in Florida a bunch. We've been all over the East Coast.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Southeast Coast, mind you. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't have tweaked this just a little bit. I guess the answer to that's no. Before we get to the Wells Fargo Championship, which I know holds a spot that's near and dear to you.
Yep.
Anything else about the CJ that I don't know? I mean,
it's the CJ Byron Nelson. You can combine a bunch of stuff into one, right? So, well, if you were going to mash up two, what would you mash them up to be?
It's like a potpourri golf tournament.
Potpourri golf tournament. That's right. That's right.
If I were going to mash up two, I wouldn't be. I would start putting more of the trophies in that. It'd be like the Sanderson Big Cock tournament. I'd probably play a little more with the names of things than a mashup, but mixology.
Yeah. So
a concoction.
I didn't get much out of it this weekend. I mean, I watched some of it, but it wasn't that thrilling. Now, by the way, back at the winner's circle on the other side of the pond, over there in Singapore. Somebody said I have arrived.
You better go ahead and 16-1. It ain't getting any worse than that.
No,
so
it's not.
It's not getting any better. I guess I could say
that's what I meant. Too.
I mean, if you can get 16-1, you probably ought to go ahead and take it. I may have.
Yeah.
Somebody may be looking for the old number four, by the way.
Yeah.
The old numero cuatro. Brooks Koepka gets it done.
Gets it done
pretty handily. Looked like Brooks of old. I did watch some of it, and I caught some highlights of it. Let me rephrase. And it looked like he's kind of getting there dialed in, man. I think the strategy. You'll have to admit, when it comes to PGA Championships, he's got a recipe cooked up.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would change the recipe at this point. I think you may be betting on it.
So the sad part, I read some of the interview afterwards, and he said that after the Masters, he went to his team and said that he apologized and he was going to work harder, and he needed to work harder, and that this was a result of that. And I'm like, work harder? You only have to work like April through July. That's it.
He's not working much at all.
I know, but if you want to, like, these majors are, the 2024 Masters is not coming back. So you F that one up big time because you weren't working hard enough, you know?
Moving on. Yeah. But he's had a lot to say. I don't know if you've been reading up on one Brooks Koepka, but he's had a lot to say. He did say that. He made some more comments about Matt Wolf, about how, you know, they just didn't see eye to eye. Good kid, and he hopes the best for him. You know, it just wasn't in the cards. And then he says, the whole negotiations between the PGA Tour, the negotiations in the professional world of golf that are happening today, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, it's between the PGA and the PIF, and LIV, it could be out of this thing. I mean, we could find ourselves in a position a few months from now, and there could be no LIV golf.
Yeah.
I mean, how long are they going to keep pissing money away at this thing? Now, there are going to be a lot. You said it earlier. There are going to be a lot of pissed off people. If the check's cleared, like, I don't know what the payout looks like on $300 million. But if the check cleared the bank, I mean, do I really give a fuck? I don't. $300 million richer.
Yeah. Yeah.
mean, are you putting hard money down on Koepka? While we're on Liv, are you hard money down on Koepka or Gooch to win PGA champion? He got a special invite, by the way.
What is Gooch's odds?
While we're talking special invitations. So, and how long has he known that this is in the works? Because somebody asked a question. I guess it was pre-tournament.
Well, Gooch
they asked Gooch if he was. Yeah, they asked Gooch if he was qualifying for the PGA, and he said he was not.
Gooch is plus 10,000.
Because he's got to be showing up with a chip on his shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, has he won a major?
No.
But he's got to be. I mean, is he a good golfer?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
He's a very good golfer. Yeah.
Is he? And the PGA Championship. I think this was what by the way, shout out to Quail Hollow, assistant pro, Preston. Congrats on making the qualifying for the PGA Championship, bud. Good luck in Kentucky. Okay. I think that's you got to look at this and say he's. Well, I mean, Koepka says 50% of the field. I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
So, I think at plus 10,000, don't you got to throw a little something at it? If nothing else, it's a nice donation for the people that hold the funds.
Yeah. I don't know. That's that plus 10,000 though. Yeah. I think, they got to get them. Yeah. I think you got to play both of them, right? You got to play both of them.
I think you do. If Pops is listening, even at a later date, I don't know. You can take Scheffler at plus 350. That just we got a big change in the house, and we got plus 10,000. I'm just saying I'd probably hedge back on the plus 1600 and the plus 10, the plus 10,000 for sure. I mean, I think that's about. We'll get into a lot more of that next week, I'm sure. But that's. You gotta kind of do it thing, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So how do you feel about? Before we get there, I want to talk about some more some exemption stuff, because what do you think people think about Webb Simpson? If I just said, hey Dan, what do you think about Webb Simpson? What do you think the average? Well, first off, out of 10 fans. That you ask, how many know who Webb Simpson is?
Half.
Ooh, you think? Oh, I'm saying, but a golf fan.
Oh, a golf fan. Okay.
A golf fan.
Like a real golf. Okay. Probably 80%. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could get like 10 out of 10.
Okay.
I think you, at least you could say, oh, I've heard of him. Yeah, I don't think it's that foreign of a name these days. I think he's had four invitations so far this year. And I think all four, if not at least three of the four, or maybe this is his fourth. Anyway, he's riding on exemptions. He sits like 140-something in the FedEx Cup standings. So he doesn't qualify for the signature events, which are no-cut events. So when... Think about this. Let's go back to a relevant case. The Genesis in Tiger Woods, who doesn't finish because of a... allegedly outbreak in an In-N-Out burger topping. I don't know what the topping was. He tried to peel it off. It contaminated the meat, I suppose. But that costs, I mean, somebody didn't get points for that. So Webb's now competing in, I think this is his fourth signature event, no cut. and he's going to get FedEx points for this. So regardless, I mean, as long as he finishes, he's getting points. How do you feel about that?
I think it's BS, man. You know, there's so much of this going on where it's like, when does it stop, right?
But we like Webb.
I'm not picking on Webb. It's just, you know, like, there's so many good players out there. Shouldn't you be working your way on?
We got to get Kipper on the show to talk. We need Kipper to give his it's 2 cents on this, by the way.
Yeah.
I think you should. So his last invitation was to Harbortown, which he's played well. He's won before. He's a member at Quail Hollow. So, I mean, I can see how it's justified. I can see how it's justified this is why we're doing it and what's happening here. But I don't know that, it definitely goes against everything else that's happened and has been said, I think, in what Liv's doing and how they're going about it. And you got to earn your way on tour. And because I guess, what's the stop? John Rahm, I guess he forfeited his tour card when he went to Liv, right?
Yep.
I don't know. What about Ron? I mean, Scotty Scheffler's not. I guess Webb maybe took Scotty Scheffler's spot because he's the only qualified player that is not attending.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that Webb took Scotty's spot. That's a bit of a. I mean, even in his prime, that's a bit of a different golfer there, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy, man. What did you think about the Tiger exemption for the U.S. Open? Warranted, I would say, right? Yeah, that one I agree with.
Well, there's going to be a cut.
Okay, all right, okay.
there's going to be a cut. So he's going to have to earn his way to. He's going to have to play his way into the weekend. Love Pinehurst, by the way. Fans of the show, and we appreciate that. Is that why you were in your Pinehurst hat? I see, you got your lucky number eight. Number eight.
Oh, yeah.
But warranted, but, I mean, he accepted.
Quickly.
Oh, we'll very quick. We'll talk about, we'll do the Tiger talk after. I got some comments. I'm sure you saw him on Alan and the Today Show.
I saw the Today Show one. I saw some clips of the Fallon one. I don't think I watched much majority of it, but walk me through it.
Do you want to do it now or you want to do it later?
Do it now. What are you rushing to get the Wells?
I did go out and I went out and took a look at Sunday Red at the gear. Very disappointed. Nothing that Tiger Woods was wearing was available. Well, I mean, he had, I don't know what kind of those jeans he had, like denim parachute pants on, first off. So I don't know who dressed him. but I did, I actually like, I didn't, I was thinking, I'm like, shit, I like his, I like that hoodie he's wearing. I get some of those. I could get, we could get the brand put on those, not his brand.
Yeah.
Not that, not the fossil.
Yeah.
But we get a real brand like Birdies and Bourbons stamped on there. Yeah. And you can't, what he's wearing on the show, you can't buy on the website.
It's sold out, right?
No, it's not.
Not even available yet. I thought I read somewhere it was sold out.
All right. Well, so it does appear that they're doing like a bunch of special releases.
Yeah, and then
And I did see there was a hat that was like a cap, yeah. Like $500 for some fucking cap.
Who's buying this stuff?
No, I mean, who gives a fuck? Like, what?
Riggs, how many hats do you freaking need, dude?
But I'm like, really? That's what? No, you know who's buying it? Who's buying it? Somebody's bird dogging that website to go and pick them up. So they go resell them in the secondary.
Just it's like they do with the Masters gear. Yeah.
I mean, that's why bourbon sales are down. People are, they're saving their money to buy Sunday Red, to buy Sunday Red hats. I mean, I can't afford a $500 bottle of Russell's Reserve 13 because I got to buy a $500 friggin' ball cap. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Wow. I don't know. It's same story. Here's the one thing that I learned that I didn't know. I didn't know that he and Carson, we should have brought this up to Carson when we saw him, but we didn't. We didn't know this. He and Carson Daly played on like the same youth tour back in the day.
Yeah.
I think Carson's like 2 or 3 years older than him.
Yeah.
But so if you saw the Today Show clip or snippets of it, then you caught a lot. And don't worry, Carson was right on those coattails, boy.
He was
talking about how good of friends they were and how much golf they played together.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that it was that much of a thing. And but yeah, I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of. I mean, that was the coolest part of the story. I thought I don't need to hear about it. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. It's coming up, I guess. And it's coming. Happy Mother's Day, but in advance. But it's like, I don't need to hear the Red story. I don't need to hear the Mom story. I think you already know this, right? Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know how that resonates with resignates, as some old colleague that used to say. It's not a cool story to me anymore. Is it cool to you?
No. No, no.
Is it coup?
No, I don't think so. Now, there was some talk about, you know, him and Charlie, and then the daughter was not a big fan of golf. Did you get, what was the reason for that?
Not a big fan of golf because it takes daddy away from home.
Okay.
Well, in the back of my mind, I was thinking it ain't the golf that takes daddy away from home and keeps daddy out late at night.
That's true. That's what I was thinking, too.
Waffle House is open 24 hours, baby.
I was thinking there was something else there.
I'm like, it ain't the golf.
I think she knows it ain't the golf.
What do they say? Blame it on the It ain't the golf.
Do you think that there's more there than this? That I do. I do. I think that she's trying to block that whole thing out.
Let's just say for a happy go lucky morning show, I think he gave the best answer that he could. Yeah,
exactly.
And in talking to my therapist, sometimes you just replace the true story with the other story, and you don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I didn't really understand why he was there and why he was doing it. I mean, I guess it was the Sunday Red kind of thing, but I didn't understand. Well, I don't know why he's making an appearance now. So I say that in that I don't know what's coming next. Right. I don't think this was just for Sunday Red. The other thing that I heard from his dialogue was it's a brand by an athlete for an athlete, and it's mine, right? And I own the brand. So I kind of heard a dig maybe at Nike a little bit, in that like you hey Nike, you rode my coattails for a long time, you rode my brand, and now I'm riding my brand.
Yeah.
And you don't get to use my name anymore for your well-being. It's all me, right? Yeah. So maybe a little narcissism in there. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody that's extremely successful, and especially as an athlete, that's probably not a little bit narcissistic there. But I mean, I heard a little like jab at the man, kind of. Which I say, good on you, man. If you're able to do that and you can take advantage of it, I say hammer down.
Yeah, yeah, good for him.
If you want to buy one of these hats? You can, you can find one.
100%. And I thought he was going to go in a different direction, but. Yeah, I mean, hey, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised those things are selling for $500, I can tell you that.
Collector's items, I guess? Nah. I don't know. What's the most expensive cap you've ever purchased?
Probably the Phil one for like $65 or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that one. Yeah, because it's that melon kind of thing, right?
Oh yeah.
It's hard to see, but yeah. That one.
I don't know.
I think it was like $65 or $75 for that thing. Yeah. But the hat itself, without the logo, is like within $5 or $10 of it. Like he's not adding much to it, right? If anything,
literally, he's not adding much to
it. Yeah, like if you wanted to buy that hat without the logo on it, it was like $5 or $10 cheaper. Right. That's just how much those hats cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. You need to be looking at different hats. Are we paying you that much
money?
Right,
that's right.
that's not good. Anything else in the golf world? We got to talk. We do have to talk about the Wells Fargo Championship eventually.
No. Let's see. Well, in the golf world, let's see. What else was there? Got the Brooks. We got Taylor. We got Tiger's exemption. I'm trying to think through. I don't think there's anything else.
Everybody's hitting the mini drivers now. They love those mini drivers. Everybody's got two drivers in the bag. Everybody's got it. Latest word on the street is you got to get one. Got to get one. Better get them now.
Yep.
Fake news. You do not need to get one.
Nothing on the PGA Tour, but I saw something on Twitter the other day about your favorite golf course. We probably need to talk about that at some point.
Probably do. By the way, today's episode of the Birdies and Bourbon Show is not brought to you by Sweetens Cove Country Club. It's also not brought to you by Sweetens Cove Golf Course. But we do love that. We love that, Colt. Love that.
100%.
So closed. I think they're closing at the end of the month. I'm gonna make a cameo next week. Appearances will be made. I'll be available for photos. I don't think I'm going to be signing anything. I've got a little thing. So photos, yes. No signings. So I mean, it's and I did talk to Madamski. Yeah, I don't know. I talked to him a few days ago, and so Winterkill combined with not so normal conditions for the spring grow in.
Yeah.
And it's the right thing. And let's be honest, man. I mean, it's a 9-hole golf course.
Yep.
A great 9-hole golf course, yep. By the way.
Yep.
But it gets a lot of traffic. I would venture to say that it gets more traffic than most 18-hole golf courses do, as far as like rounds played. And I mean, it needs some time to grow back. So we'll be opening back up. I believe August the 1st is what I saw. Yeah. It could be September.
No, I think it's sometime in August. I thought maybe August 31st.
Maybe through August. So summer months, you know, we're going to be closed, but. I don't know how much I can say. There may be some takeovers for some other spots. So there will be a chance for folks to get together and play some golf at some places that we might not otherwise be playing at.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. But a great community. Those folks are doing great things there. It's nothing that they've done that's short-sighted by any stretch of the means. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, Mother Nature sometimes does things to you that you can't get past, and you do the right thing, right? Because we'll be there in September, and we'll be having a good time.
Yeah, I read it was just a short little stint in them having to kind of replant some stuff and get it looking back to where they'd expect it to be. And as like you said, Mother Nature got in the way, and hey, it's part of it. So good for them, and hopefully they'll get back faster than they thought they were going to be. So yeah.
Well, there's no hoping. There's no hoping. It will happen sure.
No, I said hopefully they get back faster. Yeah.
I won't speak for them. I'll let that comment sit at that.
I'm just wishing them the best of luck. So
as do I.
Yeah.
As do I.
That's all. Nothing but love for those guys, man.
Yep. As do I. It's a great great place to be. Yep. I mean, now's the time to get it on your schedule for the fall.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Late summer,
early fall, golf in the Sequatchie Valley. Hey, and while you're there, swing by the Sequatchie Valley driving range and hit a few balls. You never know.
Never know.
All right, what else we got? Or is it Quail Hollow time?
I think it's Quail Hollow time. Let's go there, and then by the time we wrap up that, then I do want to talk to you about a couple things, but we'll save that. That's kind of that
I've
fun
got a few
ending
things I
stuff.
I want to talk to you about too.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go on over to Fantasy National, huh?
That like throwing beads at people.
Yeah, exactly.
In Lake Michigan, nude. Allegedly. There's no facts about this, by the way. All right, so it is the Wells Fargo Championship. Are you surprised that a bank is still now Wells Fargo is headquartered out of Charlotte? Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that a financial institution is still sponsoring a golf tournament at this point in time where we are in the world?
Well, this is the last one, right?
Okay, well, how is it? Bait and switch. This is going to be a gotcha. Yeah, you've been reading up on things, have you? I see you've been reading those newspapers that somebody leaves in the bathroom 100%. Before you've gone in there.
Not fun.
I like this. Yeah. I like this. Just don't lick the corners.
That's right.
Quail Hollow, it's a par 71. It's long. It's strong. Let's see. Past winners, Wyndham Clark broke on the scene here last year in 2023. Xander Schauffele was the runner-up. Max Homa, two-time winner, but don't be confused. Max Homa won this in where was he at? Potomac Club or somewhere up in the Mid-Atlantic. So they this was Dan. What happened? Why did they not play the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow that year?
They had the President's Cup at Quail Hollow that year, so they didn't want to do the two events at the same time, same year, same course.
It's the wisest golf thing you've ever said to me. The there most golf knowledge that you've ever rolled out.
Yep.
Who else has played good here? Rory McIlroy's been a winner. Abe Anser has been a runner-up. So if you think it's just a bomber's paradise, Abe Anser's not the... remind me to make some mentions about Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Okay.
Jason Day has been a winner here. Brian Harmon's been a winner here. Rory McIlroy again in 2015.
Justin Thomas.
Ricky Fowler, Lucas Glover, Rory McIlroy again. Is this a breakout tournament for Rory McIlroy? Is his riding on the coattails of Shane Lowry? Is this a McIlroy?
It could be. He loves it here, and it's his birthday week usually.
All right. Well, what do our friends at Fantasy National say? Let's line up as we're chatting.
So how has JT played here? Because this was his major, right? His first major.
Well, it was his first major. Hold on. Well, you know what, Dan? With our friends at Fantasy National, I can go right over here and I can tell you exactly how he's played here. How far do I have to scroll down to find one? Justin Thomas at $8,500, T14 in 23, T26 in 21, and T21 in 2018.
So he likes it.
Likes it fine. Yeah. I mean, at $8,500, I mean, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. And he won in 2017. He won in here. Is that what he won in?
Are you making suggestions?
I am. So, would you consider Wells Fargo, or should I say Quail Hollow, to be the Riv of the East?
Well, that's probably a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I don't think that's bad.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. So you say, let the hold, please. Let me, they said no trash. So let me check a few people that I like. And let's take a look at, let's see who's going to be the highest owned. Before I click and look, who do you think the highest ownership is going to be?
Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. He's been playing fine.
Won it last year, right?
He did. Yeah. Ooh, X-Man.
X-Man. He likes this place too.
X-Man and Wyndham. They're side by each right there.
Okay.
Let's see. JT's at 16. So we're still early. I mean, it's on a Monday, but you want to roll JT?
Ready to do a lineup? Yeah.
I think, I mean, at $8,500, I mean, that helps us out a lot. Yeah. So I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see, who else do we like?
You'll go down ballot.
So, yeah, I mean, so Cam Young, let's see, ownership.
You want to take Max?
Probably, yeah. I mean, we'd be dumb not to.
Yeah, let's lock him in, too. You've been talking about Max all day. Can't talk about something about Max and cocktails and Wells Fargo.
Cocktails and Ballyonesses. I think Max is a go. We got to get in the 7,000s.
Okay, 7,000s.
Let's keep saying. So, I mean, there's clearly something to be said for course history, even though some of the folks that have been multiple time winners here. Where is he? Where's Finau? T23, T41, T60, T21. All right, I don't need to go there yet.
Your boy Scott played pretty well here last year.
I know, T5, yeah. Is he been playing too much golf?
Who?
Scotty? Adam Scott.
No, he skipped Heritage. RBC.
So is he a play?
I think he's a play. This is a ball striker's place, right?
I mean, yeah, he's been playing fine.
Yeah. All right, let's go Scott. He took off of the RBC Heritage. I think he's going to.
By the way, Ludvig Åberg. A lot of people hot and high on Åberg. He is out. He's out.
Okay.
He will not be playing.
Okay.
Who else do we like here? What's Keegs done for us lately? What's one?
How much is he?
$6,900. T35 last year. I guess we can't count that because that was not here.
55 at Heritage, 22nd at Masters, cut, 36 to Palmer. Not bad, you know?
Yeah. Not bad, but I don't know if that. So do we want to ride Woodland? Is Woodland?
Ooh, Woodland, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's getting, I mean, he's going to make it to the weekend.
You think so?
It's a no-cut event.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Damn it.
So, I mean,
whooped him every time, Josie.
Yeah, whooped him again, Josie. I mean, short of an emergency.
Woodland was T64 at RBC. Missed the cut at Masters. T21 at the Houston. Missed the cut at Valspar and 72 at Players.
Can't do it. What about Bucky? $6,900. Bucky plays.
Yeah, I was
good
just
here.
Looking at Buck.
All right. And I say we just go ahead and roll Buck.
T30, miscut, T68, 230. It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Well, he's going to make the cut. That let's not kid ourselves about that one.
Well, it depends on what kind of photo shoots are down in Seminole next week.
he's going to make the cut. We'll see him through the weekend. Do you hear the rumors about Hovland going to Hovland's the next one to go?
It's always about Hovland, Rory. Yeah, they're all rumored. Yeah. Anybody on the European Ryder Cup team? They're just going to gut them.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they?
Exactly. What about your boy Billy Ho? How's he play here?
I'm not throwing up in my mouth because of what I'm drinking, that's for sure.
Well, you got a win at Punta Cana, miscut at Valero, T7 at Houston, T12 at Valspar.
I got nothing since 2018.
What about Hoagie?
thanks.
No thanks. Okay.
Cut. T65, mm. T76.
Now, who do you like then?
The 22 thing keeps throwing me off, but I don't know if we can put any merit or stock in that. Cam Young, $8,800.
You want that?
Yeah.
Go Deke.
Go Deke.
All right. All right. We got two left, $8,700. So we can inch our way into the 8,000s.
My son Jay dicked us over, by the way, last week.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what that was all about. Harris English hasn't been playing bad. Oh, you know what? Chris Kirk is, I've got him penciled in here.
How much?
$7,100.
Okay.
And he was T56 last year. I don't know. Debbie, do we roll Keegs?
I like Kirk has been playing really good golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denny McCarthy plays, he's played fine. He played T8 last year.
Denny's been playing good golf too. Which one do you want?
Probably none of them. I probably want like Akshay.
Yeah, well, I saw him there last year.
What do you think? You want to roll Akshay?
How much is Akshay?
$7,500. T43 last year, missed the cut in 21.
I should be roll Akshay. I like that Akshay's history.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too. And
we got a lot left.
We got a lot left.
We should probably reallocate some capital somewhere here. Which one do you want to get rid of?
Well, let me tell you who I don't want to get rid of. I don't want to get rid of, I don't think, I mean, if I were getting rid of someone, I mean, it's going to be strictly ownership based. And let's see. So, Akshay is, all right, Scott's 11%. I say that's a keep.
Yeah. What's Buck?
Akshay's at 20%.
That's kind of high. Can we get rid of him?
Could.
I'll run some hypotheticals for you. If we get rid of Akshay, we can get Fitzpatrick, Sungjae, Spieth, any of those guys.
Don't want Sungjae. Don't want Spieth. No. Fitzpatrick at 11% could be good.
Siwoo.
Oh, Siwoo.
I'm sorry, I might have said Sungjae and Siwoo.
Well, Russell Henley could be interesting at 6% at $8,300.
We can get him.
Alex Noren at $8,200 could be interesting at 10%.
Mm-hmm. You want one of those instead of Akshay?
What? Sam Burns is at 4%. What's wrong with Sam? What's wrong with Sweet Swinging Sammy?
T44, missed cut, T45, T30. So, hasn't been great.
Okay, so then, what's Shane Lowry done here? What about Denny McCarthy? $7,300, 7% out.
I like McCarthy.
Denny, T8 here last, T8 and T25 here last year.
I watched him last year there.
All right, so you want to dump Akshay?
But if we plug in McCarthy, we still have $1,400 left. You know,
what do you have that I don't have? I'm full. My cart.
No, I'm saying, I've got five guys. I've got Fowler, Ahoma, McCarthy, okay, yeah, Scott, right, Thomas, yeah, and Young. But yeah, we got $1,400. That's a lot of money to leave. But we can leave it. If you feel good, we can leave it on the table. But
hold up, we got to pick another guy. We got to pick one more.
I have all guys over here. I've got Cam Young, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Kevin, Denny McCarthy, Max Holman, Ricky Fowler.
Oh, I don't have Bucky in.
Well, we can take Bucky out.
All right, to take Bucky out, and let's take a little look.
Now we can get Henley or Noren.
I think
Henley, go with Henley, right?
Where's Henley? T41, T72, Norm missed a cut. Or do we go Finau? I mean, Harmon's won here before.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Corey Connors is a cut making machine.
I like Connors too. How's Connors play here?
T8 last year. T21, T43, T42. You want to go Connors?
Connors.
There's no fucking way anybody has any part of Corey Connors.
No, that's good. That's a good play.
No way.
That's a good play.
15% actually, but I'm good with that. I'm good with Connors. Yeah. Tisk. Don't be giving off. Fuck you. Tell me what to give. Turn it off if you don't like it.
Turn it off.
All right, so we got to go roll one and done. We didn't play Rory for a reason, but I mean, is there a better place? It's an elevated event. Is there going to be a better place to put Rory McIlroy in the catbird seat?
He loves this place. No, play him.
I think that's the case too. I think we have to play him in the one and done. All right, he's in. Let's see. Let me take a quick look and see if we missed anybody. I don't think we did. We didn't talk about that. All right, so we got JT in. I think JT is probably a little undervalued. Vic, I don't know. Something's going on with him. Homa for sure. Rosie's another one. I don't think we second guess it. I think we roll it as it is.
Yeah, all right. I think we're good with that.
All right, it's rolled. All right, so you got some questions for me.
How's Eric Cole been playing? You been playing good?
Yeah, he's been playing.
Should I take him for a top 10 at plus 700?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
That seems like a
Denny McCarthy for top 10?
Maybe.
Plus T8
here last year. T8 here last year.
Plus 450. Yeah. And then the other ones I was thinking was
Rosie is
Cam Young and then Justin Thomas.
Yeah, I think and I like those for the both. I mean, those are top fives for me.
Oh, well. All right. That was good. Did any of our horses hit last week?
The Oriental had a horse. The Oriental Persuasion had a horse that hit.
Oh, yeah? Which one? What was the name of the horse?
Proud Mary.
Oh, okay.
Proud Marie.
Okay.
So we had a little sneak peek. I don't know. You said you wanted to talk about some things.
Oh, okay. Did you watch the Unfrosted movie?
I don't even know what that means.
Netflix had a new movie this weekend. Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
No, I did not. Okay. I did not.
Yeah, so it's about the Pop-Tarts and all that. It's got some funny parts to it. You'll laugh at some of it. Yeah. Overall, okay. They give it like a B probably. You know, maybe a C plus kind of thing. But it's got some funny parts to it. Yeah.
So not good. Is what you're saying?
I see.
I know what your taste is. Yeah. And I mean, like you go to the Great Lakes and you're a seaman for crying out loud. Yeah. You don't even get in a boat. So
exactly.
I can. Okay. I did not, but I will. Did you watch the Tom Brady roast?
I watched a lot of clips today on it and it looked funny. So I probably should go watch the whole thing. Or probably saw all the good parts.
Well, you know, we should probably just do that, like, we should probably just do it on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not right now, but I mean, we should probably just turn it on, watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did you see any clips?
The only clips that I saw was something about did he admit of cheating on his wife? And I'm like, well, old fucking news. You don't have to admit to something you're already guilty for. And No, I mean, nothing memorable. No, Deflategate. I heard the NFL spent $20 million on Deflategate. Wait, you could have just given me the $20 million and I'd have told you.
It's true.
Yeah, I saw some clips. Some stuff was pretty funny. And now, did you see the clip where Jeff Ross was going after Kraft and Brady walked up to him? Brady walked up and said, "Don't say that shit again." Something like that, you know.
Did you hear what he said?
Did he say something like that? Like, "Don't say that shit again," or something like that?
He said, I'll paraphrase because I'm not quite, I don't have the quote in front of me, but paraphrasing, essentially he said, so Tom Brady got drafted by, or did first day on the job, New England Patriots, and he walks in, and this skinny kid comes in, and he's like, it's Tom Brady, and the best decision we ever made. And Tom Brady looks over at him and says, "Hey, you want a massage?"
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess he went up and whispered in his ear and said, like fucking Tom Kraft. Don't say that shit again.
That's what he said. Don't say that shit again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was pretty interesting. I mean, you sign up for a roast. You know what you're getting.
I mean,
you know,
you're going to get roasted. You know, I mean, if your boss is getting jerked off at the Whacking Shack, yeah. I mean, you're clearly going to bring up that your boss, and you just paid this kid millions of dollars that you have no idea. Total gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're definitely going to get, it's coming up for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it and probably fast forward through some of it, I guess. But unless we watch it on here and I get drunk and fall out of my chair again, those are our options.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. You should definitely. You watched the whole thing already?
No. Anecdotal. Okay. I mean, people like dropping stuff on me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't watched the whole thing either, but it was actually, the clips I saw made me have more interest than I thought I was going to have. I thought it was going to be boring, and I was like, it's actually pretty funny. Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be a funny thing.
They, they went a little risque on some of those things. I was like,
It was definitely out there. So I applaud them I applaud the folks that are not adhering to cancel culture anymore.
Yeah. It seems like that one's kind of coming around.
I applaud them. And not to say that you've got to be rude and you got to be a dick about things.
Yeah.
You have to be a douche about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey man, don't be so sensitive.
Yeah.
Grow up here.
Yep.
Whatever your pair looks like. I don't know what they look like, but yeah, grow one. But let's see. I feel like I started a new show the other day. Oh, I watched Them, but it's like the second series of the Them, and it wasn't the first one, and it got weird, but it was good until it got weird. You wouldn't like it.
Right. Well, no, it's back is Hacks. Hacks is back. Have you ever watched Hacks?
I don't know what Hacks is.
It's an HBO show about Jean Smart is an older comedian, and she hires this younger writer, and they banter back and forth and all kinds of shit. It's good.
I don't know what Hacks is.
Funny. It's funny. Start from the beginning. It's funny. Yeah.
You mean like haha?
It's actually freaking good. Yeah.
Like haha funny?
It's got a good story to it. It's good. Well, it's like, so the other day, so like the first episode back, right? Just for example, they're in Montreal, and they're fighting in the hotel room, and just like going back
and
forth.
Can you say Montreal with a French accent?
Not really, no. But anyway, she goes. So she's like storming out of the room, and she looks at Jean Smart, and she goes, "Well, I hope you enjoy Montreal." And she goes, "Oh yes, Montreal, Paris on the ears, and Hartford on the eyes."
So it's quippy. It's a bunch of one-liners.
One-liner. Well, okay. I mean, it's about comics, and like the girl that she hires, hires her to write for her, you know, and you know, and when they see each other for the first time, like in months now, like. She had fired her, or they quit, or whatever it was. And she walks up to her, and you know, they do have their nice hellos. And then she goes, she sees her again. She goes, "All right, well, bring it on. Let's go. What do you got? Tell me, pick on my hair. You know, like, let's get into it. You know, this kind of thing. You know." So
yeah. I wish you'd tell me to pick on your hair one day.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's funny.
I've been taking those pills, so mine's.
Exactly.
You know who hasn't been taking those hair pills?
Who?
He just released a new brand of clothing line.
Oh yeah, OTIG. Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Like, it's a natural thing for men. I get it.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to care.
How much money does it take not to care?
I don't think he's cared in a while.
You can take a few zeros away and he still doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I have cooled on Sugar. I told you I loved the first two episodes of Sugar, but ever since
hold on. The last episode that I watched, I don't know which episode it was, but he totally turned into like a superhuman thing. He's like a it's totally gone like sci-fi now.
Yeah, it's gotten a little weird. Yeah.
I don't know if sci-fi is the way you would put it, but he's definitely a mutant.
Yes.
If that's not an X-Man, but he's like, there's something going on that he's somebody else.
Yeah. I still like it. I still watch it. But the first episodes I thought were awesome. But just like,
I told you there was something weird about that shit.
You did. You warned me.
And I hadn't seen more than you had, but I'm like, there's something weird about somebody that can't metabolize alcohol and blah, blah, blah. Something's going on here. I don't
worry about stuff. Give me another Willet.
That's it. Bring him out now. Bring him out down the line.
Good.
So I'm not sure how that's the Sugar thing is. It's losing me. It's losing me very fast.
Well, I think it's about done. So you got that going for you.
You know what I saw that was, did I see, you know what I've been turning people on to?
It's old.
I mean, not old, it's old, but I've been trying to get people to watch The Righteous Gemstones.
You brought that up several times to me on the show. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's a new one out yet, but I've been trying to get, but people have been at somebody. What's his name? Like, Walton Coggins or whatever his name is. Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So I did finish the Fallout show that was on, I think it's on Netflix. I don't know, whatever it's on. I watched it and it was, it's a little sci-fi, video gamey, whatever. But I watched it all. It was fine. It was entertaining enough. But I'm like, shit, man. It's as many characters as that guy plays, I'll never see him anything more than Baby Billy.
Yeah.
It's so good. All right. Anything else that's coming up your alley?
No, I think that's it, man.
I'm going to go see To Kill a Mockingbird this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah. The Orient Express. It's one of her favorite books. So they're going to be doing a play.
Oh, yeah, nice. That'd be fun.
Play version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not that we don't know what the outcome is and not that we don't know who did what. But I don't know. It'll be a good chance for us to bootleg some booze into the theater up in the back row. I just got to make sure no one's sitting behind me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I want to watch all of them.
They come sneaking in.
All right.
What's on our next recipe? What do we got coming up next?
The next recipe?
Yeah, what's happening with the show? Where are we heading with this?
Well, we're going to Wells, and then next week is Big Time. Isn't next week the Big Time week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It is Big Time. We'll be heading to Kentucky.
That's right. Yeah.
Kentucky and Valhalla.
So that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
We'll be fun. All right.
There you go. Till next time.
There we have it. And
cheers.
Cheers.